about to kill myself.
When I was in New Jersey, you guys said, hey, you got a show to watch.
We told you this a while ago. This is never written at the bottom of this, I'm not forgetting it.
How long have you been in New Jersey?
A whole weekend.
Okay.
Declan, would you do me a favor and pass me that bag of Hershey's chocolate Twizzlers?
Why? There's nothing here. Are you hallucinating?
Oh God.
This is just a pile of soggy paper towels. What's the matter with you?
Okay, so when you're hopped up enough on PCP, anything is delicious.
Oh. I think I left something under that car. Could you just lift that up real quick and just grab it for me?
There's no car over there, Declan.
Oh, that was a joke. I was trying to make a joke about how when you're on PCP, you can lift anything.
Oh, is that a PCP joke? Okay,
here's your fucking Twizzlers.
I apologize. Let's do the bit. Okay.
It's not even a bit. I
was waiting for like something to unravel there.
Just wanted to see what Tootsie Roll chocolate Twizzlers taste like.
So we bought.
Is it Hershey's? Oh God!
It's the lowest of the chocolates.
If it was a Mars like bar, it would be better.
Okay. People don't like American chocolate. Our chocolate's fine.
Yeah, whatever. They're idiots.
It's wax. Who cares?
Chocolate is delicious. I don't like Twizzlers.
You know what? It smells a lot of Hershey's.
I don't like Twizzlers to begin with. These like a deep.
It smells like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like Twizzlers.
Like not good.
I mean, Twizzlers are good.
Twizzlers are terrible.
I don't like Cocoa Puffs.
Twizzlers are just like dry rubber.
I like licorice and like basically any derivative thereof.
Is Twizzlers like, is that real licorice or is there like, if you get like real like some kind
I'm sure
of
it's
fancy
licorice-esque
mom and pop licorice, is it way better?
I've had the full spectrum of licorice and they're all pretty good.
I want to try a Red Vine. I heard those are better.
They're not.
Are they the same?
They're
awful. Like Red Vine.
Do they have more flavor at least? Or
They're more stale and grit to them.
It's better.
No.
It's because it's not as waxy.
I did.
And like not so like oily and shiny.
All right, I'm just going to eat this chocolate. Yeah,
3, 2, 1, let's eat this garbage. It's flavorless.
This is exactly what I expected. Oh, God, that's so bad.
Okay.
Oh.
I can't say
it. It is Cocoa Puffs. It's Cocoa Puffs.
It tastes
flavor.
Like Cocoa Puffs.
But you get that texture of the Twizzler, which is already like...
But not even. This is worse than Twizzler.
Yeah.
Oh, and why does it have to be so much stronger than
regular...
Twizzler flavor. Oh,
I can't say I'm disappointed.
No,
I can't be.
I knew this would be the worst.
I expected it to be a lot milder. Like this is awful.
Yeah, this is offensively
bad.
This
is so bad.
Oh. In your face, bad.
Holy shit!
Oh. You gotta wash it down.
What
with
are we
this
gonna
water.
Do with all of these? We bought a whole pack of them.
Force them onto our friends.
Oh,
Matt
who,
will eat them.
Who would eat
after,
Matt
will eat them. After this episode gets released? Their PR has a lot of work to do.
They're gonna we're taking 3 Weebos, destroy Twizzlers.
Single-handedly bankrupts Twizzlers Co. Whoever makes those.
Probably Hershey's.
They're gonna have to work very hard to get the respect of society.
Imagine the amount of like legal like hoops you'd have to jump through to get Hershey's on a Twizzlers package if it wasn't owned by Hershey's.
I knew that's why I was wondering why.
What company owns like the most companies?
Probably Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
I don't think they have that many companies. It's just like they're very popular.
Coca-Cola owns Columbia.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a sub. Yeah. I mean, everything's owned by the same people, so it's splitting hairs at a certain point. That's why I only buy mom and pop candies. I don't buy candy unless it's sold on the side of the road, in a bag, like a brown paper bag.
Yeah. In a little squirt, in a little beaker tube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the hobo just squirts it in your mouth.
No, you have to bite the top off.
Okay.
Which is glass, so it's a bad idea.
It hurts, but it's a good hurt. The sugar gets right into your veins immediately.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's you gotta do sugar dip, which is just, it's sugar, but it's got bits of fiberglass in there. It just tears the shit.
It gets you sugar-pied faster, I guess. I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Sugar rush?
No.
Sugar rushes aren't real, right?
No.
No, they are. Real.
No,
they're
not.
No.
Absolutely not.
All right, so like, sugar rush as in like what they show on TV, no, that's ridiculous, but...
I'm sure it releases a certain level of dopamine or whatever.
But as someone that has worked with children for a long time, yes, they get a, there's a period of time after they consume junk food where they're kind of off the
totally
wall.
Totally insufferable.
That's just because their bellies are full and they're excited.
Well, I'm a kid, everything's good.
Like, no, when our bellies are full, we're not excited, you know, we're like, we're
I'm pretty
yeah, because we're not, a, I mean, we're, yeah. we're adults.
I no, no, but like...
Kids can't process why things are good for them.
But then they... But
they're
then
like
they
dogs.
Yeah, kids yeah. are... Have you ever, like, have you ever... Do you have any little siblings?
No, I'm
have
the
you
youngest.
Never seen a kid, like, who's just fucking miserable, and then they eat, and then they're just fine? And really just, like, happy? Kids get fucking so annoying when they're hungry. They're just angry.
It's like working on a movie set.
I guess.
At 11:30, every single person on set becomes completely insufferable. And then after lunch, everyone's the coolest person around again. Hmm. No, it's...
America's a very... I mean, the people downstairs are very obese.
I thought you were talking about North America as a continent. I just assumed...
North America
is very wide.
Is very wide.
It took a while for Lewis and Clark to get across that bitch.
How long did it take them?
A few days.
Yeah, at least an hour.
Yeah, and like in, and we did it.
That's
and they shrug as they reach the end of the world.
Cool, I guess. Oh boy, more ocean. Take some sketches, I guess.
Another fucking lake? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Where's my gigantic Shangri-La of
gold?
Of Native American pussy.
Let's just start making up Indian names and see if people believe them. And start naming lakes after that. And Vancouver, that's a good one. That's probably French, though.
What does Vancouver mean?
Land of homos.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was two guys on the Lewis. There was two people on the Lewis and Clark expedition.
We can name this after Mr. Smith or Mr. Land of Homos.
Ooh, I think I'll be staying here. And
totally fine.
Is he Swedish?
Oh man.
Ooh. Mr. Clark, would you like to bunk with me?
Oh, that's like a gay Switzerland.
And
man.
Because they didn't
just ride this buffalo into the sunset, Mr. Clark.
And they just thought he was a bit eccentric because they didn't know what gay people were.
This fellow's a right riot.
He's a laugh a minute, that guy. Mr. Land of Homos is a real laugh.
Always wants to bunk with us. Oh, that character.
I wake up and my lips are always just kind of stuck together.
Oof. My pantaloons.
Ooh, my pantaloons! That's pretty gay.
Okay.
I think Vancouver's a false city, founded upon a lie.
It's a mirage. Oh, it's just a poser.
I already knew Vancouverites were posers. You didn't have to
Canada's
tell me that again.
It's best kept secret. Everyone thinks it's real, but it's
best just... kept secret.
No one actually knows that Toronto. Or
no
that,
one's actually.
That
they're
Vancouver
just all
doesn't
lying.
Exist.
It's
yeah. Oh yeah, Toad. I've been to Vancouver at least three times. Oh, smoked so much dope. Am I right, boys? Ooh. Oh yeah, so much grass and building. Yes, buildings. Oh,
I love
those Vancouver buildings
this is
and
the
nature
best
and
grass
sky.
Grass I've ever seen, Vancouver.
I love V-Town, VBC. Vancouver, BC is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Confirmed.
All right, so...
If you live in Vancouver...
What fucking satanic clown orgy you just crawl out of?
If you live in Vancouver, send us an email, and we won't read it because we don't believe you.
Because you're not real.
Because you're a liar. Yeah, you're a fucking liar. Don't even bother.
We'll go check our downloads and see if anybody's downloaded viewed us from Vantown.
We can't... Our analytics aren't that specific.
We'll look on YouTube and see if...
We can't... No, it only goes by country. I don't think you can
We'll search everyone's IP addresses and then
They don't give us the IP address. Actually, no, they do. And on Podbean.
We'll search all of your names on Facebook, you fucks.
Yeah, their names. Yeah.
We're going to dox all of our people.
Did you know that when you watch a video on YouTube, the person who uploaded just gets your name? Isn't that a great idea?
Subscribers.
YouTube realizes that 10 years later, and they go, oh, we kept that in. Oh, no.
Google's already taken the information, man. That's one step away, baby.
Google knows I've been watching.
I bet you PewDiePie knows where I live.
Google knows I've been watching ASMR.
Oh God! If all the
probably
girls,
probably underage girls.
If all of the girls whose videos I watched,
that's okay, Declan.
Knew that I watched that their again. Videos, I would be in jail. It would be thousands and thousands of girls.
If they had access to your webcam, then you'd be in jail. You know,
I don't know. Jokes on them.
There's a picture.
I broke my webcam.
There was a picture of Mark Zuckerberg like at his laptop, and someone zoomed in and noticed that the
of course he does
the the front camera is taped off.
Of course,
and so is like the side microphone port.
I would do the same thing.
Like, I don't think, does taping the microphone even do anything?
Or it was something like
it
that.
It just muffles it.
He just kind of.
Death to America! Did you plant the bombs in the city?
The Illuminati will never die.
Oh. It's the three weebos.
We're the three weebs. Yep. I'm Ethan.
We can't call ourselves the three weebs because there's another podcast on Podbean called The Four Weebs.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
It started like right after ours.
Are you shitting me?
No way.
It's a pretty easy name. Like, you know, it's like if you're coming up with an anime podcast.
So we got to go with my amazing pun.
What's your amazing? Oh, yeah, you're amazing.
The three weebos.
Ooh.
Masterful wordsmithing.
Which is really short-sighted, because who knows how long Steven's going to stay on this bitch.
Oh,
dude, it's been a year.
Half a year.
I mean, for you, it's been like two-thirds of a year. Come on, son.
So, we watched... Oh, but you didn't introduce yourselves. I'm Ethan.
I'm Steven.
I'm Declan, hi.
And, we watched a show.
This
week.
We did watch a show this week.
Or, I guess, an original video animation.
Oh, an original animation video, an OAV.
What's the distinction? Is it just... Splitting Hairs?
Well, an OVA is a special from another show.
Oh!
An OAV is what Fooly Cooly is. You know, it's a short series.
But the wait, more but you know.
But there's other things based on this show, though.
This...
It was the first of its kind.
No. Well, I mean, no. This show was a spinoff of another show.
Oh,
Magical,
what?
Magical... Sorry. Nurse Witch Komugi-chan, Magikart, which is what we watched this week, is a spinoff of a show called The Soul Taker from 2001. Which was apparently not good. So we're not watching that, we're watching this one instead.
Oh, right. Cool. That's nice and weird.
Great. So yeah, this is a show from 2002.
The burps taste like Twizzler burps.
It's bad, don't burp.
Yeah, yeah.
No, avoid
leaves
it.
A really bad taste in my mouth.
I'm still...
Podcast not coming to you in Smell-O-Vision.
Also Lip Smack-O-Vision, because I... Yeah.
Want some water?
No, I'm good.
When you see this symbol on your screen, use your scratch and sniff.
Yep. Scratch off number two now. We already did this joke.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, because we made a Spy Kids joke.
Oh, cool.
And it was in Spy Kids 4D. I distinctly remember that. It's one of the few things I remember in my life anymore.
Did you see that movie?
No, of course not. We should probably.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Because we hate ourselves.
No Pocket Ninjas, no Spy Kids.
Pocket Ninjas seems okay.
Spy Kids, it doesn't.
We're going to submit ourselves to 3 hours of Batman v Superman.
I mean, that's at least high budget.
No Justo,
like,
Ultimate Cutter.
I remember Spy Kids sucking when I was a kid, and also Sharkboy and Lava Girl, which is basically the same thing, which I thought sucked when I was like 11.
I used to own Pocket Ninjas.
Did you know that? What?
That's like, this, of course. That's like the...
Of course.
The,
yeah, no, of course. Of course.
I used to have Pocket Ninjas on DVD.
I remember this. It was a paper sleeve.
That movie looks like a Chinese knockoff. It's like someone...
It's got Robert Zadar.
It's like someone kidnapped a bunch of children and like made them...
Those
like,
masks are
didn't
rough.
Plan
now, now that I look back at it, you know, like... No, the thing is, like, I always watch this movie, like, alone. which is the worst thing. And I would just...
Drunk.
It would just ruin my day. I had nothing to do, so I watched it at like noon. The rest of the day, I was in a bad mood.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just think I probably can't watch it now without crying because, I mean, Robert Zadar is gone. What's even...
I know.
What's even the point?
His chin lives on, though. It has its own... It split off. It has its own acting career.
Do you think if you dug up his corpse, his jaw would have a big chin?
Do you think his skull is also weird?
We should probably petition to get that, to take up his fucking corpse.
Oh, I mean,
I hope his body's donated to science.
I wish he just got, maybe he has an x-ray from during his life that we could find.
I have to, it's either puffy goo or it's bone.
I mean, yeah, that's natural, right? He didn't get a weird surgery thing?
No, that's his shit.
Man, I want to know about his shit.
The documentary will come out any day now.
Any day, yep.
I bet there's a market for a Robert Zadar documentary.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We can't be the only ones that really...
I mean, I'm the market.
Maybe his life was just really normal. It would just be like about the movies he made in that case if he was just like...
Because I would like to know what he thought about the movies he made.
Yeah.
Yeah, that isn't... I remember David and I, we looked one year at like all the movies he's been in and like the ratings on IMDb and there's nothing over like a 6.5.
I bet, yeah.
It's not that hard. So we watched a show called Nurse Witch.
Nurse Witch, Komugi-chan. Yep. It's, yes. It's by Tatsunoko and Kyoto Animation, Kiwani.
Wait, what?
What?
Yes.
I did not know this was Kiwani.
They existed.
This is Kiwani. Huh.
Yeah, no, okay.
Like a little bit, yeah. They partnership. It's mostly Tatsunoko.
And so did they do like in-betweens or...
No, they did animation production along with Tatsunoko.
I guess they just completely
But Tatsunoko
smashed.
Was sort of, in planning, creative control, I think. I watched the dub of this. You guys watched the sub.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. By our friends at ADV, most famous for Ghost Stories, which me and Steven very much enjoy.
Oh, very much so.
Someday I'll enjoy
And they,
that.
They got the voice actors from the dub of Soul Taker, which was done by another voice acting studio, which is, that's good. The dedication, they got the characters...
Respect for the art, man.
Also notable, character design by Akio Watanabe, who you guys probably don't know, but he did Bakemonogatari, and the world God only knows, his character designs are really recognizable.
Hmm.
I like it.
I have not seen much of the world God only knows,
yep,
but I don't recognize that style in this.
I bet if I showed you a picture, you would immediately go, oh yeah, no, I get it.
Okay,
if you give me a side by side,
it.
Yeah. Okay, so
A side by side. They had the round faces and they got the.
Steven, you want to take a crack at just giving us this story? Like, what is this show?
Oh my god!
I'll help you with names. I got names.
Oh no, it's not names. I need help with. It's everything else.
Just give us the general idea of the show.
Jeez.
Wait, do I have it?
Do you not have it in you?
I don't think I have it.
I mean, I don't have a lot in me right now. Do we want to try? Maybe if I hear the intro again.
Hens love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone else loves...
Steve trying to explain anime.
Alright, so there's this chick, her name is...
Komugi?
Komugi!
It's in the title of the... Okay, he'll go on.
I think he knows.
Alright. I don't.
Oh, damn.
Alright, she is a, like a... She's just a person?
A nurse witch, as also in the title?
No, yeah, but that's like her like other life.
She was just a person before.
She's just a person. She works, it seems like she works like odd jobs, mostly as like model or works in a restaurant.
She's an aspiring actor?
Yeah, actress. Let's be real here.
Okay. Idol.
Basically.
Idol. Yeah, she is a, cosplay idol. And she works with like other models all... aspiring to be actresses.
Yes.
Uh-huh. On the sidelines, she is also a nurse witch. And
a nurse-themed witch.
Where did she get these powers?
That explains in the first episode.
Where did she get these powers?
Explains in the first episode.
She gets her powers from Vaccine World.
Vaccine World.
Yes. Maya. Yes. Maya is a goddess of Vaccine World, and she sends Mugimaru... to go find a nurse witch or find a host to be a nurse witch.
Yes.
And she gets the witch wand.
Mugimaru, our resident mascot character.
Yes. Okay. Pluff ball guy.
Our token pluff ball.
Yep.
Our pervert old man. Like whenever there's... All right, so she has an enemy who...
Please explain it in a more boring way, please. You're getting me all riled up.
Okay, guys. All right. So
okay. Here we go.
All right, boys.
All right.
We're all over this shit now.
All right, Steve. Woo! All right, Steve. I'm going to have to turn you down a lot. You should probably say it like... All
right. So, here's what happens. All right. So, she... Extreme. All right. She is a nurse-themed witch.
Well, I didn't say you had to go... We already know.
Yeah, I know. We know all this. All right. She has some enemy who is this...
Unrar.
What?
Ungrar.
And she, like, spreads out viruses to people somehow just through random bullshit. And I don't really know.
All right, I don't know.
Wait. I'm not done yet.
It's not really even that worth explaining. It's a gag show. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Everything's references.
It's and, a like, joke. This it's person, joke. Like even though they're enemies in the witch nurse world... They're like best friends in real life.
Koyori is the one who's the best friends in real life.
Yeah,
it's
Koyori,
and it's
who is chosen. I'm gonna assume by Ungrar to
yes,
spread evil.
Yeah, they're friends in real life, but little do they know are actually rivals in the magic. Which is a cliche that I'm pretty sure they're making fun of because that's probably...
I think every single trope and cliche they throw in this is to be made fun of.
She explicitly says at one point that her name is Magical Maid Witch Koyori, which would give away...
No one, they know each other's names and they don't pick up.
Yeah, and they're very obviously themselves, so
yeah,
it's...
whatever.
Yeah. It's like Bruce Wayne saying, like, yeah, and I'm Batman.
Yeah, this guy.
It's not like a Batman or anything, guys. Why does he keep bringing up that he's...
His parents are dead.
It's not like my parents are dead, giving me motivation to become a creature of the night. So it's a gag show.
Yeah, this is one of the first, not the first, but one of the first, in 2000, anime got self-aware.
Oh, thank God.
It wasn't really before
Took
that.
Took way too long
I think the first self-referential show was probably Excel Saga.
Jeez, we were self-aware during our first episode.
Oh, boy. And that was 99. Fooly Cooly has some of that. We watched Genshiken as that.
Abenobashi?
Abenobashi is same year as this. It's very similar tone.
Yep.
Very similar. It's a bunch of Tatsunoko references, mostly.
And it's completely unhinged.
It
becomes unhinged as the show progresses.
Well, the second half of every episode is really unhinged because that's when the magic shit starts.
The setup is normal.
The first half of the episode is the setup where she's doing something related to being an idol or schoolgirl or...
waitress.
Or musician or actor, which is all part of being an idol.
Just general attention whore.
And then a virus happens and shit goes fucking down. And that's when they start... going wacky crazy.
It's completely ridiculous. For example, in the first episode, the virus is spread to this guy who he just becomes a massive internet troll.
He becomes a massive shit poster.
But it's
good. It's early 2000s
ASCII art.
It's Shift JIS.
It's great.
2chan art. It's fantastic.
It's the kitty face.
I think they're called Maru cats. Or is it Maru? What is it? Mona cats.
So he starts shitposting, and his shitposts come to real life and become monsters.
Yep.
The second half of the episode is dealing with them, and the way that she deals with them is usually totally batshit.
Yes, yeah.
That's the show.
Well, until she just finds the power cord and unplugs it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's... The odds are stacked against her, and then there's an ass pull way out that's a goof.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but one thing I liked about that was it's like all the people that became, the shit posters, started like, oh, flat chest thread
that
right
was
here.
So good. That was a good sequence.
Like, yeah. And being that she is flat chested, and they make sure you know that during the show.
That's a lot of those jokes get really on the nose at some point. When you have a recurring joke, you can get more nuanced as time goes on, or you can just always just say flat chest in as many words every single time.
Yeah.
That was more of a novelty back then.
But being that she's also an idol, she's trying to fight these guys, but it's they're also giving her attention because they're just internet weeboos.
Yes.
And
so
she doesn't want to fight them because she's getting attention. It's comical.
Yeah, so
I may have grinned while watching it.
That's my review of the show.
I may have grinned a little bit, he said reluctantly. This is a good early internet culture themed episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had that 2chan charm. Mm-hmm. In the sequences that
two-channel.
2channel, sure. Yeah, 2CH.
Just think, our friend Hiroyuki practically wrote this show. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
This episode anyways. Or, his website did.
Do you want to just go to the next episode then? So the second episode, the setup is that, she made a hit song overnight.
Yeah, so second episode, the first one, what does she do? The first one's that she's acting. And the next
and
one starts
She's got, bit parts in shows
and
or whatever.
And she fucks up. And second one, she's an idol. She has a hit song. And there's a great scene where they do the idol meeting parody they have all the guys that show up. There's the hey, let me show you my weird thing. And what's your opinion on this thing you don't care about?
Yep.
And then a guy who wrote her a song.
Her manager keeps escorting guys off.
And it's pushes them away. And then this is just a normal guy who gives her a copy of a manga that he wrote, which will be a plot point later.
So that guy gets infected with the virus,
mm-hmm.
yep.
which he's forced to draw a manga or a doujin about her about her rival Koyori, who's the maid witch.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of funny and petty that she did that.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know what her ultimate goal there is.
It's always very unclear.
How does that lead to virus spreading?
Some people just want to watch the world.
Because when she infected the comic books with the virus, or she made him do it, mm-hmm. and I guess an effect of putting the virus in these books is it made them of her instead. So then everyone who bought one got virused.
Gotcha. And
So they go to Comiket in the second one. And yeah, there's the scene where people turn into the virus, get virus, is always the best one. Because in this one, it's all people buying doujins, and then they go crazy, and it's just mass violence.
It actually looks like a Comic-Con or something at that point.
Yeah, just in an extreme way.
They lose their shit.
Yeah, and then the Tokyo Pig site turns into a mech.
That was my favorite sequence in this episode.
And then fucking Komugi jumps into a Kawashini H6K and transforms that into an airplane.
Gotcha Man happens, and then she...
No, I think it's Yatterman is that one.
No, she says Go Bird, which is Gotcha Man thing.
Oh, it is, okay.
And she summons copies of herself to help her pilot.
Yes.
Which is fucking hilarious.
It's just a bunch, she plays all the characters and whatever she's parodying
I love it.
Yeah, and then they fight, and then she wins or whatever. That was balls out.
Yep.
That was nuts.
There's at the end of every episode. Or actually, I think they abandoned this, but like in the first two episodes, end with Shiro getting pissed at her because he abandoned her.
Did we mention that Shiro was her manager?
She abandoned him. Yeah. So Shiro is her manager. He's cool guy with a scar.
He's a grizzled, manager guy, and she's always disappearing to do nurse witch stuff. So he's always mad
because he has to take over for her.
Yeah.
So in the first,
the first one, he has to wear a computer costume.
And then the second one...
The second one, it's just implied that he was really inconvenienced by it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. There's other people at the studio. There's her... There's the other manager, the president of the company, I guess. What's her name?
Yui?
Is it... Yeah, Miss Yui or something?
It is...
I got a clip of her. I don't really remember...
President Yui, yes.
I don't really remember why.
She always gets pissed off.
I don't know. That might become a permanent sound effect. Who knows? Who knows?
That's you can cut off Steven's anecdotes with that. Yeah. be the voice of the audience there.
Wait, that reminds me. So there's this one time where I was at camp and
Perfect.
Were you setting me up? Oh, okay. Wow. Impressive. You did it. There's also, did we mention Megumi, her smug rival, who has big boobs instead of her, who has small boobs?
But yes. She's a has-been.
We did not mention her. Yeah, no, she doesn't she really sort of do anything.
Well, because Koyori is always
showing her up.
Gets
she's
all the
sexier because she got bigger boobies.
Bigger boobies.
Big old cans.
I do like the rants between them.
Oh, and they're there's also Runa, Kyosuke.
The lolly girl.
Yes, Kyosuke's her love, which is... It's just a guy that she likes. He's just cool. He doesn't do anything.
He seems like a nice fellow.
Yeah, no.
He's kind of just he's like
straight. He's a straight man, I'd say.
Yeah, he's just kind of oblivious.
He's already like a famous singer and actor.
Right.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
But he has a little sister named Runa who is like a stoic bitch lolly who I really like.
Was that person actually the little sister?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they're just playing like the character.
No, I'm pretty sure she's actually his sister.
I also thought it was big brother. It was an in-character thing, but I guess I don't know. I could be wrong. Who cares? And for all intents and purposes, that's her big brother.
She's like a bitch except when she's around him, and then she acts all cute and nice. But her hatred of Komugi is
palpable.
Extreme to a comedic. She like has like fucking like a voodoo
boxing thing,
a poster that she pricks and she fucking she practices boxing with it on the roof, which is hilarious. She doesn't do anything though. She just retorts the whole time.
That's a lot of characters in the show don't do anything and just retort the entire time because Mugi's doing so much shit that like no one else really got room to breathe.
What?
She
Mugi. I think Mugi. I said movie.
No.
Who is what is a movie? Did I miss a movie?
So do you want to move on to episode 3?
Episode 3.
This is the crazy. This is like a weird one.
Yeah, I was confused at the beginning of this.
Wait, hold on. So I watched an episode 2.5.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you watched the original video animation for this original animated video.
Yeah.
I started watching that. I didn't finish it because I had to come over here.
So, they're working in a restaurant and you know, the girls and stuff. And it was actually pretty comical.
There were laughs to be had.
Yeah, yeah. So while you know, the two are yelling at each other, you know, oh, has been flat chest.
They do their thing. They
you know, it. In the president and, like, their manager is kind of just like, you two need to stop this and start doing your job. The little lolly girl.
Bruna.
Yeah. Come on, man.
The most sincere thing ever said on this show.
Dude. Oh, come on. Talking about comb.
Not cool.
All right. It was kind of funny. She went to, like, you know, a table with two guys, and she's like, ooh, I really like a guy who can eat a lot of food.
That's pretty good.
Wait, who said that?
That's pretty good.
Runa.
Oh, God.
And so they're like, oh, I'll get this. And she's like, I also love guys who get this dessert, the parfait. Yeah. Oh, I'll have one. And so...
It's good stuff.
And then, you know, there's a joke. It's like, oh, we pay them on commission. And so the other two start, like, you know, just whoring themselves out.
It's really funny.
I'll never forgive you if you only just get one cup of coffee.
They kind of did that in episode two. They had a cosplay posing competition in comic.
Yes.
There was, like, no reason for that, and I think they pointed that out.
So until...
I liked it.
Well, yeah.
So until main character girl finds out...
Moogie.
That I'm never going to know it.
Moogie.
It's in the name.
Moogie, okay. I don't even know the name.
It's in the title.
I don't even know the title.
Moogie. Just say Moogie.
Moogie finds out that the cool guy is having a concert.
Kyosuke.
One of the characters is having a
says
concert.
Moogie, literally every sentence.
Moogie-chan!
Stop.
What are you going to...
No.
They work at a cafe. What happens at the end?
All right.
How does it resolve itself?
With music videos.
Okay.
All right. Kyosuke.
Solve every problem.
Kyosuke has a
videos.
Concert, and he's like, he's a cool guy. He's like, yeah, I'll just show you guys, like, a clip of my new song. They show the entire music video.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it have Nurse Witch Madness, or is there just slice of life stuff?
There's got to be a nurse. Is there no Nurse Witch stuff?
I don't remember. No. There's no Nurse Witch stuff.
Cool.
Until the very, very end, where. The two girls are sleeping in the same bed. They bathe together. And then they're sleeping in the same bed when the bad girl is just like, she turns into, you know, the evil witch.
Koyori.
Yeah. And she's like, where am I? You know,
yes.
How'd I get here? And then it's a music video about them.
Ah.
That sounds okay. That sounds like a pretty decent episode. I might watch that.
You know, yeah, it wasn't bad.
I'm gonna
I enjoyed
finish
it.
That when I get home.
So, episode 3.
Yeah.
So episode 3 starts in a really fucking crazy way where Moogie is on her way to school.
Little girl
fucking dies.
And she gets fucking nailed by a truck. Opening starts with her asleep. So I thought it was a dream sequence.
Yeah, someone says it's just a dream, but it's not.
Not a dream.
So she dies and she's dead and she's like, oh, like, please wake up. You know, it's just a dream. And then it shows her in bed at night.
But that's part of the opening?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I was very confused.
And then Moogie's fucking dead.
Dead and no one cares.
No, they actually don't care. Where they're like, it's kind of like...
They just think she's really dumb.
She thought she was dumb, and that's all I could say of it.
They also say she has a flat chest.
And admit that...
No, not that.
She has a flat chest.
What?
She has few boobs on her.
I never knew that. I couldn't tell based on everyone telling me that all the time in the show. Shiro stole her fucking money. He's like, yeah, I would steal money out of your wallet.
Couldn't say it when you're alive, but.
And Mugimaru leaves her to go find a new nurse. He's like, seems like the only one who's gonna mourn her death, but he just bounces.
Yeah,
and Moogie is totally
then he
alone.
Dies too at some point.
He dies during the battle at the end.
Okay.
She becomes a vengeful ghost, which is a really funny sequence.
She becomes pretty ghost girl Komugi, but yeah, she haunts everyone.
Which is it's in petty ways.
She just kind of fucks with them, yeah. But then she accidentally makes them way more profitable because she keeps showing up in the photos they're shooting, and they become
people
a weird.
People like haunted stuff.
People love haunted stuff.
And so they're doing a shoot on a beach, and she's fucking around with them. And then later that night, they're at an onsen or a hot spring, and
spa.
Kyosuke is there, and he mentions about how sad he is that she's dead.
So sad.
And
then suddenly Koyori is in, like, a gang war? I don't really know. It was a weird transition.
She takes control of a biker gang.
a bunch of biker gangs or something.
And then turns them into biker gang monsters.
And it's such a great, again, the transformation sequences when people get virus. I have a clip from that too. All these people getting, you know, infected or whatever, and this couple on a bike.
Hey, Karu.
Chairperson. The machine is me!
I'm the machine!
It's so dumb.
I'm the machine.
Fucking.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, that's good. That was a good sequence.
Komugi goes to, she cries and then goes to heaven because of the pureness of her spirit or something. Or no, she's in virus land.
Maya summons her.
Medicine town.
Antibioticville.
Vaccine world, that's what it is. Then she meets the Maya. What's her name?
Maya is the princess goddess
who makes more flat chest jokes, or is it Mugi? I don't know. Someone does that. I wrote that down.
And then it's just
hey, reference time. She brings him back to life, and she tries to fight Koyori.
But she keeps dying.
And
every
time she comes back, she's a new reference. So you get some cash earn. And then I was like, oh, I'm just waiting for Speed Racer. It's Tatsunoko. Make the Speed Racer reference. Oh, it's a Speed Racer reference.
And it's a CG Tatsunoko, Speed reference.
I guess Tatsunoko just must be really old or something, but they cannot stop referencing themselves. Like, I watched the remake of Yatterman, and obviously that had a lot of Yatterman references, but then they find the Speed Racer car in a mountain somewhere. It's just been abandoned, and the monkey's still in it, and it was kind of fucking awesome.
If you have that much company history, you gotta use it.
I guess.
Every chance you get, because remind people that you're still alive.
And then they made Mazinger Z into all the robots were little girls. It was weird. That Yatterman show was almost good.
Mugi gets killed again and again, and then there's a 3D Speed Racer car, which you mentioned.
Yeah, they become like a PS1 graphics level.
I like that a lot.
Then there's a frame rate joke.
Yes.
Like the processor can't keep up.
Were those ball things that she had to take to become alive again? Was that a Dragon Ball Z reference?
Probably. I don't know.
Like, wasn't that the thing? Is like they had to collect all of them?
Yes, in Dragon Ball, you have to collect all the Dragon Balls, then you get 3 wishes.
But they always wish, I wish this person was back alive.
They have to wish all the shit that went down to be undone, all the shit that happened
and
to get
so,
the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, and so it happens, you know.
It's always just a bad guy shows up, and then they have to find the Dragon Balls, and the bad guy kills lots of people, and then they find the Dragon Balls.
And it's the perfect formula for a never-ending show.
Sometimes the bad guy destroys all the Dragon Balls, and they're like, oh no, how are we going to bring everyone back? So they've got to go to another planet to get the air Dragon Balls, and they got to bring them back.
But can't you only revive people from Dragon Balls once? Isn't that a thing?
No.
Okay.
No. It's hard...
There is a death, though. There is a death in that universe. Like, isn't there just a heaven planet?
Yes. I mean, no one ever really dies. Like, when you die, you go to, heaven. But you could still, communicate with people. It's just, being away. Like, you get
it's
sent...
like the
you
force.
Get, you get sent to the fucking... The penalty box, basically.
Yeah.
And then even the villains who get killed definitively, they just show up as, jokes later, and they're in hell.
Uh-huh.
And it's, uh-huh.
Isn't that how Piccolo, they got him to hang out with because he went to heaven and they chilled out?
I mean, he became a main character in Z. I think he was mostly a bad guy in Dragon Ball. Even Frieza, they kill... Frieza is on a planet that explodes, and then he shows up in the next arc, and he's just, half robot. It's whatever. It's a shonen, you know.
She runs out of lives. She uses all of Maya's lives up. And she has to pick from one of these 3 syringes to come back to life or some bullshit.
There's no reason. It's probably a reference.
She picks the dangerous syringe, which is the one you have to pick.
How did she know it was dangerous?
Because that's fucking cool. And then
it's purple, I guess.
She comes back to life, and then Mugimaru turns into a fucking jet.
Yes. Yeah.
And then she blows it up again, and and then Koyori blows herself up, and that's that episode. She blows herself up on accident.
She did it.
And then she's back from the dead, but time doesn't revert or anything. She's just back to life, and everyone loses their minds.
Yep. Oh, and then, yes. And at the end of the episode, usually she resets everything. Also similar to Dragon Ball. She, everyone dies or whatever, but she brings them back.
Episode 4.
This one starts out with a "Hey, please sit away from the screen" thing, and I was wondering, is that a Karikana thing? Probably not. I bet Karikana was referencing other things when it did that. I bet that used to be a thing for anime. Maybe. I don't know. This is a wrestling episode.
Yeah. So Mugi becomes a wrestler because to appeal to a different audience.
Apparently, girls and middle schoolers?
Well, maybe she wanted to, like, forge new ground in...
But she specifically says, like, oh, I'm much more popular with little girls now. And I was like, wrestling?
Yeah, I also thought that was weird, but...
That's pretty weird. I don't know. I don't know.
And so she gets her own anime. Based on that character.
To wrestle, she has a big booby double that does all the... Like, she does the theatrics, and then the actual wrestling is done by a big old muscle
titty
lady.
Monster.
Titty monster lady. And, by the way, Komugi is drawn a lot more lolly in this episode. Yeah. I don't know why.
Isn't her character... Like, so at one point, she goes into her own anime, and she's a lolly now in the show, and
but
then...
she's been like that the whole time.
I don't know, man.
I like the character design in the show. Everyone's got so much stuff.
Yeah,
they got like, a lot of shit going on.
There's some good things about early 2000s old character design. Like, I feel like there's more shading, but there's also just more stuff. Everyone's got all these.
They're really
accessories.
Distinct too.
He's got these socks with all these stars on them, and she's got all this hair stuff going on.
Her feet have a lot of, or her shoes have a lot of design.
There's a lot of
to
stuff
them.
Going on in the feet.
It's a clusterfuck
she's
of a design, but I love it.
Things on her face. She got permanent blush. It's nice.
So. She gets an anime based off of her character from wrestling, and it surprise, it's animated by one of the fans from the second episode, Mr. Goto, who was one of the people who came up to her at the convention and asked her about things, he's back.
Okay, anime parody episode.
And it was an anime parody episode.
And so they go to Studio Takenoko. And they meet, one of the people they meet, I was thinking, like, are these real people? And Satoru Akahori, who they meet, who, like, fawns over her and takes her to the red light district to teach her about business. He's a real dude.
That's awesome.
He wrote Abunabashi.
That's fucking great!
I don't think he's voiced by himself, but that's just a real dude. He didn't even work on this show, so I don't know why he's in there.
Maybe he's friends with the
writer. Who knows. But also Lupin is in there.
Yep, Lupin the Third is just in it. He was the director, right?
It's not actually Lupin because his hair's different, but it's like...
He was going to be the director. Then he drops.
He's playing the director. Is that Tatsunoko? Is Lupin them?
Lupin's... I guess I don't know because it's been in so many hands. Because it was, Ghibli made a fucking Lupin movie at one point.
Yeah, who owns that license?
Tokyo TV or TV Tokyo.
I'm just
going
to go to the first series, Japanese companies. Tokyo Movie? Who the fuck
Tokyo
is that?
Tokyo Movie? Okay, yeah. I said Tokyo TV. That's close. I can pretend
that's
I'm right.
Probably, sure. That's a real thing. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Sure. You get a lot of animation process jokes in this.
Yep.
Yes.
Was it trying to break the third wall the entire time?
Third wall?
Or fourth wall?
No, third wall is correct. Yes, obviously, it's always... She makes reference to how she's the main character multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of walls.
So we go into the anime, and that's like... So they have to get this preview animated in time for a preview event.
Yeah.
And she inspires them by being a whore.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Which is a great sequence, yes. She inspires all the animators.
By presenting herself to them, and then she encourages them to make the show more raunchy or more Kira Kira or more Moe or whatever.
She just wants more popularity.
She just wants more viewers. Yeah,
and it's someone's like, you're losing the vision of the show. It's supposed to be about wrestling. It's not even about wrestling anymore. And it's
commentary.
So they have the preview event. And it was a total mess, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or they get sucked into it.
They get sucked into the anime, but it's kind of weird because nothing really looks different except the audience becomes, they say, easily animated side characters who are just white blobs. Mm-hmm. And then there's a funny mascot fight between
Mugimaru
and Koyori's little mascot, whose name I don't remember.
Pori.
Pori something, yeah. So they become like huge muscle men and fight. It's pretty
I love
fun.
That. He's so cute. Oh, he's so cute.
Sure, it's a little fox thing.
It's
adorable.
Oh man, I want one. Give me one.
It's a good good fight there. And then they kill each other. And then they say, "We became lights, Mugi," and float off into the sky.
Yeah,
it's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then they have. Komugi and Koyori have an anime fight, as they describe it, so they're just picking up buildings and hitting each other with them.
Yep.
And then at one point, someone says 1,000,000 anime power. Maybe you didn't get that because you didn't watch the dub, but she says that out loud. And then they have we ran out of money joke, or out of time joke.
It becomes simple key frames
they become
or whatever.
Sketches.
My favorite joke in the entire episode is Koyori goes to reveal She's been training for 3 months to fight Mugi, and she reveals the product of her training, which is just that her pet gets to talk now, which I thought was really funny, and he talks in an adorable voice. So that's good stuff. They throw nonsense waves at each other at one point, which is like they go to charge like a Kamehameha.
Yeah.
And it's nonsense waves. And then that's when it devolves into the low animation quality.
They're just about to collide their beams. How does that even end? I guess she wins. Yeah, she wins. The VHS gets erased and she can't have her anime.
Yep.
Everything's back to normal.
And then the ending is CGI for this one.
Except Mugimaro's still dead. But yeah, and yes, then CG for the ending. This is funny. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be bad, if it's supposed to be good, because it still looks the same as current CG.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, no, it's very simple.
It's stylized enough.
I really like the ED for this show. It's cheerful music, and it's always a little sketch, doing a little dance, playing a guitar.
Uh-huh. And then there's the final episode.
Yeah, we watched episode five just a little while ago. I don't have any notes for this. What even happened in that? Okay, let's walk through it. What did that even?
Okay.
What even happened there?
So.
I don't know.
It starts out. Everyone's disappeared.
Yes.
And she can't figure out why, and it's been months, and she's in her studio, and no one's there, and they're all ghosts, and they disappear. And she goes to a place to find out why, and there's a big-boobed teacher lady to meet her there, who puts her under a hypnosis spell, and she has an Evangelion episode 26-style fantasy where everyone is a classmate of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyosuke,
Kyosuke?
It is Kyosuke? Confesses to her.
And then
he tries to seduce her and mentions her flat chest.
Which is not something he would say.
And that's what keys her that isn't real. And she shatters everything and breaks the illusion. And then what does she do? She fights
Titty Monster.
Titty Monster.
And then Titty Monster Lady turns into a lolly. Because she was given a power by a mysterious man from Vaccine World.
Yeah, and she makes a bunch of brainwashes Kyosuke, who shoots Kabugi.
And then he breaks out of it.
And she breaks him out of it by confessing to him.
And then we forgot to mention Teacher Lady, Titty Monster Lady, has been making a bunch of drawing monsters, which just get.
Whatever she draws becomes real.
Yes, which is never. It's only used once. And then Koryori shows up, and Koryori and Mugi.
They team up.
But it seems like they're going to team up to fight, and then they both run away at the same time.
They both assume that the other one is going to do the combat. They have to combine their powers. And then Teacher Lady, while still in lolly form, grows a statue of herself to gigantic Earth-sized heights. And then there's a great fucking sequence where every monument in the world turns into a mech.
Fuck yeah.
Or a laser beam, and they have this really corny fake grain effect on the video.
It's got this nice soundtrack going, like this 70s-ass
like this big old dumb font on the bottom of the screen telling you what city you're looking at, and this big dumb thing transforming.
I loved that.
Probably a parody of something. I don't know. Probably some old mech show. And then it's all these quick transformation, like cuts a new one that transforms, and then there's a great one where it just fucking falls apart.
Mm-hmm. It's because of waste of budget or whatever.
It was
a pyramid.
It's like giving them names, and then one of them's just like waste of taxpayer money because it just collapses.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
Good
was it a government building?
It was a
pyramid.
Was it? Okay, yeah sure.
Yeah.
And then they all fly towards the statue and kill it, I think.
Yep. And then Lolly Girl
is a good person.
And now she's a good guy.
Yeah, and then she leaves, and then she comes back to bathe with them.
Which was nice, because you get cheeks. You get a decent amount of cheeks in this show.
Yeah.
Transformation sequences of cheeks in it, I like that. It's always a plus.
It's a decent transformation
A lot of
sequence.
Side boob, yep. And a lot of, you know, like if the shirts are over the breasts, there's a little, you know.
Yeah, a little under boob, as they call it.
Well, not under boob, but like. You can see where the nipple is.
Oh, yeah. You can see Koyori's nipples all the time, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So what do we think of this show, guys? What do you guys think of it?
I'd put it in a very similar vein as Abenobashi.
Abenobashi, like, really went places, though.
I would say this is sub-Abenobashi, personally.
It is.
But
it
it's going, I was
Abenobashi really, like, that, near the end, that really went on, like, an emotional journey.
but only for like that episode. But
journey.
I agree with Steven in that it's like this is going for that kind of thing, and it's pretty successful. And I'm not like, it's not a laugh a minute, but I'm definitely just kind of enjoying myself the entire time. It's it's a nice like kind of nice.
Here's
I like animes where even I can tell it's not taking itself seriously.
Here's a bunch of super over the top character designs and goofs, and
we're gonna lose our minds.
And the main character whores herself out a lot, and it's great.
Yep, it's just kind of a good time.
It's not like high art. It's not fantastic. But
it seems like it's something the studios that's like I just want to make some crap with my
wind
friends.
Down a little bit.
You know, maybe that's why it took them like 2 years. It's because it was always on the back burner of like, you know, hey,
you release one every 6 months.
I'm clocked out, but you know, I'll make a show.
It's
with you.
Charming. The art is charming. It's like it's got that nice early aughts moe primoiness.
Probably has aged well because it's all old internet jokes and early 2000s.
And it's just references to other shows, which is always good.
Always. I can be kind of lazy, but if you make a whole show about it, then you might as well.
I think my biggest complaint with the show is the movie's kind of annoying sometimes. But it's not like enough for me to really be offended ever. Yeah.
She's got spunk.
I like her design when she's in costume.
I like any
a lot.
Character with breast envy.
Yep, that's good stuff. She got no titties, which is cool.
Zero. Did I tell you guys she's got very,
what? What's that?
She doesn't have that much tit compared to other people.
There's that scene where like, you know, it kind of shows like a tentacle monster and like grabbing people's breasts and it can't grab hers, but she's trying.
I've seen that joke in many other things, but this is probably earlier than that. They can't grab on. They just slide right off.
But she gets jealous and she tries to like force it around.
it's a good show. I like
an OAV, Ethan, please.
Good OAV.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I don't regret watching it.
No, not at all.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't expect that there would be a lot to talk about.
Well, then why'd you pick the show, Steven?
Because you've been dying to watch it for so long. Like, you're obviously
I
want to
make that the new thing, is that Steven has always picked the show, even if he hasn't.
It was really weird when he picked Galaxy Express 3-9.
I was like, Steven, where did you even hear
damn,
all that?
This is some weird-ass shit for you to grab, man.
Why do you want to watch Legend of the Galactic?
It was on my list.
That's too long.
No, but I hear it's the best one.
Oh, I guess.
The best.
Can you believe he dug for... what's the most obscure thing we've ever watched? Super Kid. Super Kid, what the fuck, Steven?
What the fuck, man?
It looked really good.
No, it didn't.
It was my fault.
Yeah, I think the only time Steven really came through was when he picked Mind Game. That was definitely not.
Steven's a huge fan of
Masaaki Yuasa?
Yes.
Yep.
I think. Yeah, something like that.
One of those.
Oh, all right.
I love
what do you...
One Piece. I love One Piece.
Yes. Can't get enough of that one single piece.
Boku no Pico.
Yeah.
We never watched that. What are you talking about?
He proposed it recently.
What, are we gay?
Yeah, that's kind of
That's why Steven can't...
We don't go to Vancouver.
That's why Steven can never finish anything else, because he's always watching all this other stuff, like One Piece.
Yeah, he's watched so much One Piece.
I know. I love watching anime for my own enjoyment. That's my favorite thing to do. I might watch one or two for this podcast, but you know, my real passion.
He's a big fan of Fate Stay. That's a huge series he's into.
It's not called Fate. That's not the series.
Is Fate Zero? Is Fate the series?
I don't know. There's so many universes within that universe.
Is it called Fate Stay the Night, or is it Fate Stay Night?
It's Fate Stay Night.
Fate Stay the Night is way funnier.
Well, I mean,
your destiny to come over to my house.
I don't think there's a girl named Fate in it. Maybe there. I don't know. No one. I mean, people do stay the night because that's shows based on porn. But
cool.
Yeah.
No.
No, you know me. I've been watching a lot of, you know, like, Bleach.
Bleach is over, but okay. I guess you're catching up.
Does
Bleach even exist anymore?
It's his second viewing, please.
You gotta
get the nuance.
Gotta catch all those details that he missed the first
settlement.
Moron High School Club is one of my favorites.
That's a treat,
That's no gay shit, though.
Black Butler.
Gay in there.
No gay shit, please.
I don't know. Death Note's pretty cool.
I like Death Note.
You know,
self-referential.
And I, The time I watched Attack on Titan. I can't even make a joke about that.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
truly a hellscape. Man,
I forgot who I was.
Are we done with that bit?
Yeah,
sure. You can keep going if you have one. But
no, I don't.
I can't take any further than that. Oh, you have a bit, don't you?
I kind of have a bit.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Sure.
I don't know. I don't. This doesn't have anything to do with anime.
All right.
And I don't even know if you guys will even approve of this, but whatever.
Can you deep fry it?
No. That would be a good. I mean, the answer is always yes, so that wouldn't be a good. Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't be a good segment.
Oh shit! Put it on the list. Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. That's good. Ooh. That's. I mean, you can just fry cookie. What? Yeah. No, I don't know. That's probably. Yeah, that'll work.
Put cookie dough around something and then put it in the fryer.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's your bit?
I was watching a series of YouTube videos recently with a theme, and I thought, you know...
They were a bunch of videos of guys talking over video games, and I was so surprised that nobody tapped into that market. That's so wild.
This PewDiePie individual. No. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and I noticed there was a certain trend, a similarity. I don't think any of us here are colorblind.
No.
I don't think anyone ever told me I was.
I was watching a bunch of videos of people. There are these glasses that you can wear if you're colorblind that mm-hmm. will let you see colors much mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
And I was watching a bunch of videos of people trying on these glasses for the first time. They're called enchromas.
Yeah. Enchroma glasses. I've seen these.
Yeah.
And I was watching these videos, and I realized they sounded a lot like something else. So we haven't played a quiz game here in a while. We haven't played one since episode 3, Sinfogear. Move name or chiptune uh-huh. song yes. title. This is a game I like to play called Person Trying on Enchroma Glasses for the First Time or Person Tripping on LSD.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
So I... I'm going to play you an individual clip, and this person will either be tripping on drugs or trying on colorblind glasses.
Seeing for the first time.
I started collecting these clips, and I realized this is impossible. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
This can't be done. You're not gonna.
All right. This is good.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to make sure this volume's accurate.
All right. I'm trying to think which one I should start with.
For the show we watched, the OP was really good.
I wasn't super.
I like the song.
I like the ED better.
I like the songs of both the OP and ED. Hmm.
Okay.
All right. This is clip number one.
What the fuck is this? Is this Earth right now, nigga?
We got like 10 over my height, nigga.
Nigga, is this Earth right now?
That's gotta be glasses.
No, that's gotta be drugs.
That's glasses.
There's not enough tears.
I've seen
enough to be like, they're always crying.
That young Negro individual is tripping on LSD.
Oh, real? Well, okay.
Yep. Hey! All right.
Yeah,
at least according to his YouTube video title,
I am an audio detective.
That is impossible. This is impossible.
Okay. How about this one?
The initial impression is that not much has changed, but then it's sort of almost glasses. A wave of... All of a sudden, everything is like different and more colorful and more intense.
Glasses, definitely acid.
Acid.
Let's try on some glasses. No, so you're saying acid.
Glasses.
You're saying glasses.
Acid.
You say acid. That was Enchroma glasses.
Fucking A.
Steven is 2 for 2. You are 0 for 2.
All right.
Congrats. Hey. All right. How about number 3 here?
Oh my God! It's so real.
It is real. It is acid. Real.
Look at the cow, man. This is spectacular. I can't even imagine how different the world looks. I swear to God, like it's so crazy.
No, that's all right.
That's glasses.
That's glasses because glasses. There was a girl that was.
I gotta start making up ground here. I gotta go with the opposite with Steven says.
Wait, you're going with what Steven says?
I'm gonna have to go with the opposite then.
You're saying acid.
So I'm saying glasses.
I'll say acid.
Okay.
I'm saying glasses.
That is a colorblind man trying
on glasses.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Zero, Ethan. Zero.
I had to double down.
No, he, amazing.
No, he could have got it, but he decided to stick with, you know.
And he's still wrong.
We set a precedent.
Okay, how about this one?
What the fuck? Is it weird?
Yeah.
How you feeling, dude?
It's weird.
Is it very noticeable difference?
Oh yeah. It's I'm shaking.
That's fucking crazy. Dude, this shit's fucking weird. This is a lot different than what I thought it was gonna be like.
Well worth it.
Yeah. So fucking cool.
Glasses.
All right, glasses.
You're both saying glasses.
Yeah, it's glasses. It's totally glasses.
I mean, you're cheating, but okay.
Why am I cheating? I'm not cheating.
I'll go acid then.
Okay, so you're acid, you're glasses, Steven.
It's gonna be glasses.
Well, pick one.
But it's acid.
It's glasses.
Yeah, of course.
Are there any of these? No. You know, I'm not gonna turn this movie. I have a feeling all of these are glasses.
But we've already had an acid.
Okay, cool.
How about this one?
This is crazy because I have these lights on in my house, these Hue bulbs, and I can literally see color like I've never seen color before in my life.
Acid.
Like I could literally see color.
Well, it's acid.
Acid.
That is so hard to explain to someone who would not be able to understand. It's awesome, though. It's unbelievable acid. How much color I can see.
I'll say glasses for the sake of the game.
Steven?
I'm going to say acid.
Steven says acid. You say glasses this time? That's acid.
Of course it is!
That guy is so on drugs.
Oh, man.
Okay.
No, because, like, if he was colorblind, why would he have these Hue balls?
What are Hue balls?
That's what he said. Those, like, he has these Hue, like, you can change the color.
You can still see colors if you're colorblind, just not as well.
I know, but, like, why would he?
I don't know. Red, yeah,
green
colorblindness.
Okay.
Just
to fuck with people who aren't colorblind.
How about this one?
That's really cool. That bush right there? Amazing.
It's gotta be. I'm gonna go acid just because the odds are
that bush right. That one doesn't give you a lot to go off of, but her saying that bush right there, that's amazing. I thought that's really ambiguous, actually.
Yeah, that's acid.
You guys both think that's acid?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The odds are such that it probably is acid because ladies don't get colorblindness.
The odds are that it's acid because I haven't been wrong so far.
Fuck it, I'm gonna go glasses.
You're both okay. Ethan, your glasses.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Steven, your acid.
It's gonna be acid, but glasses.
That is glasses.
Yeah, I got one. I'm not sure.
I'll give it to you.
How many even are left?
One.
All right, the one comeback more. Starts now. This last one's worth 5 points.
All right, this is an Indian fellow.
Oh!
Wait, let's start it over.
I never feel so happy ever in my life.
Tell me about it.
I'm feeling so happy. Everything is so beautiful.
Acid.
Glass.
He's Indian.
What? Did they not get colorblind?
No, he's on drugs.
Acid.
Indians are all on drugs.
Wait, glasses. Glasses.
Ethan says glasses. Steven, you say acid.
Acid.
That is LSD.
Yep. Yeah. All right, yeah. Cool. That's a good game. I like that game.
I'm going to be honest, though. A lot of those I knew because I recognized the audio because I've seen them before.
Oh, God damn it.
So. Oh, really?
I've seen some of them. I mean, it's like, you know, because Facebook loves things like that.
I love things like that. That's a fascinating thing. Glasses are cool.
I know, but it's like every time it's like daughter hears her mother's voice.
Oh, yeah, like
the
deaf girl
time. Or things. So touching.
I wonder how much,
for what you have.
How much are those glasses?
Like $400.
Fuck. I'd like to try them.
You're not colorblind.
My dad is colorblind.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Birthday gift, but I don't know if $400 to blow. Yeah. Not that he probably wouldn't even wear them. My dad doesn't care. My dad's not the type of person.
I mean, apparently they're pretty fucking great.
I would have met, like.
How does it?
It shifts the colors a certain way. Like I don't know if it actually makes the you spectrum. See the real color, but it distinguishes it enough so that it appears much different to you or something.
Yeah, it's.
I wonder if they would be based on prescription or if they're just one product.
It's probably just one.
Because it's all the videos are of people of the relatives buying them for them.
Yeah,
and like just show up in the mail. So,
yeah,
I would assume.
Do they look dorky? They probably look dorky.
You can get like aviator looking ones, or you can get like big like sunglasses.
Are they sunglasses?
They are also sunglasses.
Well, that's great.
You're supposed to wear them outside.
The thing that I've got an impression of is a lot of them won't even wear it most of the time.
Yeah.
They have it, so it's like a really cool experience, but it's like they live their entire life colorblind.
Yeah.
They're not going to go around looking like an idiot wearing these things.
I mean, if you could.
Good for food shopping. Look at what meets the reddest.
It's
most
probably
juicy.
tuned to the color temperature of the sun. Would be my guess. So that
if
would,
they're also sunglasses.
That would be why you wouldn't use them inside.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but it's life changing. But it's like, gosh, you've already lived so much of your life without them. Yeah.
If you're going on like a hike.
Yeah, good. That'd be cool. If you're going on a nature walk, that'd be nice.
Huh. Good game, Declan. GG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Premium.
Put some good effort in there.
Drugs. Game show content.
Yes.
Drug. Now let's watch a video of somebody who is colorblind doing acid and then putting those glasses on.
Okay, let's see. Video of colorblind person doing acid.
And then putting those on, which is impossible.
Can colorblind people see more colors when they take acid?
Hey, Dad, drink this beverage and then put these glasses on in 2 hours.
Why would anyone ask this question? Of course you can't see more colors when you're fucking tripping. Like, why would that even... That wouldn't even do anything.
Maybe your mind's maybe you're like... Maybe the visuals you get are of different colors seen.
It's all in your head.
I've been colorblind all my life, and blue and purple are extremely difficult for me to distinguish. But when I asked my trip companion about the color, he remarked that everything was shimmering in an orange and purple aura. But
yo,
seeing as blue and purple...
What's up?
That was the landlord.
Oh, yeah. Or resume.
We
might want to take that paragraph from the top.
He saw the sunset and he liked it. I don't know. Who cares?
All right. So, yeah, that's the three Weebos.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. Three Weebos late night.
Oh, is that what we're doing now?
Yeah, it's late night.
Isn't it always?
Weebos. Yeah.
I feel like I only live at late night anymore. Become nocturnal. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Us on YouTube.
Like our YouTube channel. Hit the like button on our YouTube page.
Smash that like button.
Destroy that subscribe button. You only have to hit it once.
Obliterate that subscribe button in its entire way of life. Decimate it.
Demolish our email address.
Fuck that subscribe button's wife.
Murder that fucking button.
DDoS our webpage.
Dox Declan.
Aww.
And give all of his personal information out.
It'd be easier. I have a weird name.
Fax us to your heart's content.
Yeah, send us. We should get a fax. It would be nothing but anime porn.
Yeah.
That'd be great. It's like we just have it, like, every once in a while, we just get, like, a random picture.
Once every year, we'll get somebody who accidentally faxes us something, and it'll be private information.
What if it's, like, what if it's, like, coordinates?
Oh,
if we ever get coordinates faxed to
beep, us, beep, 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 beep. That would be more
scary. Just check on Google Maps real quick to make sure it's not in the middle of the ocean, but then go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it is in the middle of the ocean,
then also
we'd look like real idiots.
Probably red.
Yeah.
We'd look like real dorks if we showed up in the middle of the ocean.
Like,
nobody's
this is supposed to go to like the Navy, like treasure hunters.
Treasure hunters.
Navy treasure hunters.
Well, if my mom asked what we were doing,
that's the last thing I would want to do is be seen as a loser.
I literally have anime t-shirts. No, I don't.
Me too.
I literally have.
That's basically an anime t-shirt.
$6. Got this shit for $6.
All right, cool. Hey, man.
That's it. Three Weebs.
Join us next time. We're going to watch Evangelion.
No.
Evangelion.
ThreeWeebos.tumblr.com. If you want to be anonymous and ask us something or say something to us, or if we got something wrong, or if there's something you want us to watch, or if you think we're dumb idiots.
Anything!
Or if you think we're cool idiots.
Anything!
Or if you think we're lame, smart people.
But don't call us flat-chested, though.
Don't even fucking think about it.
Because it's wrong.
Well, it's not.
Objectively.
It's fucking
If you ever want to visualize us, visualize three perfect specimens of men. Imagine David, like the statue of David, but with a way bigger cock.
Yeah. The aliens in Prometheus were based on our body types.
But with bigger dicks.
But with big, much bigger dicks.
I look like a sea lion.
But with a huge dick.
But with a huge dick? Do sea lions have big dicks?
Probably not.
Hold on.
All right.
This is gonna take us out. This is the last thing. Sea lion, dick,
big old cocks.
Sea lion. Oh, come on, please.
Penis. How big is a sea lion's penis?
Sea lions have 5-inch penises. Good night.
くこうした、バンデキュラヤバい乙女のピンチ、ピピピ叩いてハートチャイムが